Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. And actually, we're going to get right to the news because we have a special guest correspondent for the ANN.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you get on your phone, and then you can listen to your radio wherever you take your phone, which is everywhere you go. So radio comes with you everywhere you go through Radio.com. Get the app. All right, now we welcome in Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He's also the number one, number two. I'm the number one reporter for the ANN, but sure. The number two reporter for the ANN is Scott Budman. Welcome in, buddy. Now listen, I have no idea what you're going to tell us today, and I don't plan to sidetrack you in any way, shape, or form. So, hi.
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 Feel free to sidetrack. Go ahead.
No, we went off last time. I mean, it's like, did Scott have something to say?
I would love to hear whatever it is you're going to tell us. Should I start getting money out of my account for the latest Apple product or what?
No, not yet. We can touch on that some of those stores are starting to open, but I think it'll be a little while before we get a new big product just because they like to roll these things out in front of big crowds, and we're not going to have big crowds for a while.
Right.
A lot of focus today is on what President Trump said last night, saying his administration is preparing an executive order, and that's rare. This is something the president does by himself. I'm ordering this to perhaps take away some of the legal protections that social media companies have. And he is claiming that he's being censored on social media, that the right is being censored on social media, that it's unfair. Similar to what he said against, all media, especially the New York Times and the Post and things like that. And now he's fighting with social media, which is almost bizarre to see because this is really how the president gets so much of his message out. And now there's this big feud, and we're all waiting to see how hard he's going to try to come down on really his own way of communicating to the public.
You know, the thing is that they're not censoring him. I would like to say that he's allowed to put his, and this is specific to Twitter. He tweets all the time. He does this stuff on Twitter. And for a long time, people have been calling on them like what he has said is not true. You guys should say, and they said, hey, he's a president. We're letting him say whatever he wants. And now they put a thought next to it that says, this may be a misleading statement. They're not saying this guy's lying. They're not saying this guy's wrong. They're not taking away anything he said. They're just putting a statement on there. But of course, it does undermine what he said, whether it's true or not. So what can this mean to me? This is, he can't put limits on social media. That is limiting free speech.
Exactly. And that's kind of the irony in this area. You've hit the nail on the head. His big thing is, hey, we need free speech. I should be able to say what I want and tweet what I want. But this executive order would likely try to cut back on what Twitter and Facebook, and to an extent YouTube, can do in response to what he does. A lot of what these companies are being pressured to do is fact check the tweets and say, hey, this is either cruel and unusual or absolutely false. And he's saying maybe they shouldn't be able to do that. And there are a couple things that he's going to run up against whatever he tries to do, whatever the administration tries to do. Like you say, there are First Amendment protections that allow the Twitters and Facebooks of the world, and remember, there are others that tend to, skew a little more left or a little more right, but there are lots of social media networks out there. They are protected by the First Amendment to put out what they want to put out, and to a large extent, not to use the word censor, but to edit what they want to edit.
Right.
There's also something from the Communication Decency Act you'll see a lot of, Section 230. That came around in 1996, and that gives those online companies immunity from liability of the content on their site. So if I say, you know, some sort of conspiracy, I'm going to murder my neighbor, I might be, you know, arrested or taken away, but the site itself that I post on can't be liable for that. And that has been something that's really kept these companies alive, because if that went away and all of a sudden they were responsible for the craziness on their sites, they'd have to change their entire game plan.
Right. Good point. They'd suddenly see far fewer and be like, just like, here's a cute picture of a kitten, and that's really all we can show you today.
Exactly.
Well, that's an interesting. So, what? Where do we? Where is it going to go from here? Then, what is the next step in this process? Does he pursue them, or is he just blowing smoke, hoping they leave him be?
That's a big question. Part of me thinks it's kind of a blowing smoke or a trial balloon, but on the other hand, the president, you know, perhaps give him credit or not, whatever. He rarely says something and then doesn't at least try to follow through with some sort of ordinance or law or at least statement. He's really, the last day and a half, come down hard on tweets or in tweets on these companies. It would surprise me if there isn't something in the works that comes out within the next few hours about these companies or that has to do with these companies. And then the question is just, does it really make a difference? My guess there is no, it won't make a difference. You know, does he really want to get tied up in the courts over presidential powers? And frankly, he's going to continue to tweet. He's going to continue to post. And I think the world is going to keep going. I think Facebook, for all of its criticism of, oh, they'll let anything on there, last night when all this was bubbling up, Mark Zuckerberg said, well, we're not going to censor him. He's the president. People should be able to make their own decisions. And I think that's kind of how this is going to stay.
Right. Me too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, Scott Budman, thank you so much for checking in. And hopefully next week we'll have maybe another update on this report and more. Hopefully talk to you soon, buddy.
Let you know when you can get your new phone.
Yeah.
All right.
Scott Budman.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, everyone. Thank you. All right. Moving on. Today is National Work From Home Day. I would never even have thought to mention this, except now so many people are working from home. I guess
are you
it's
kidding
a thing.
Me?
No.
Is this a new thing? Like, today is National Work From Home because that's what we're all doing? Or this
I told you this happened too. I told you it was also National Burger Day or something like that, which
oh, the days.
Frankly, I, you know, the minute I read that, I went, oh, I would like a burger. Mm-hmm. Cheeseburger sounds pretty good right now, doesn't it?
Oh, really good.
Anyway.
Avo and tomato.
A quick look at how people feel about working from home. Over half of people, 52%, say they'd prefer to always work from home.
Yeah, I would prefer to always work from home.
You would?
You know, I'm very torn on it, frankly. It works out nicely for me. And for you, I mean, you save yourself an hour and a half drive each way.
Look, if I didn't have the commute I have, I would absolutely rather be at work. 1,000% get
up. The energy is different, right?
Leave the house and go to work. I miss, and this is weird. Because I know, you know, as air talent, we often are like, oh, the salespeople, geez. I just miss seeing the people in the building, though. I like the people that we work with. I miss our promotions crew.
Yeah.
I miss Rebecca. I miss, you know, like, I just miss everybody. I miss Vaughn. I want to be around that. Now, I get it, though. I have a horrible commute. So, yeah, I'm torn. It puts me right in the middle. But I think our product is best served in a room together in San Francisco with that energy and that presentation.
Well, and there's no question that guests on the show, like we just had Scott on, Scott Budman. Oh, today's the day of Scott's. Scott Budman just now. Scott Capurro is coming up.
Oh, right.
It sucks to have a guest on the phone. And it's because it just, you know, it's hard to get anything rolling. You don't have eye contact. And there's something about the energy of somebody coming into the station And there we all are in a little room, and they walk in like it's, I mean, that's, you can't catch that over a Zoom meeting and a phone call with
bad audio.
Exactly
right. That's what I think. But that said, during a pandemic, yes, while my kid is not in school and my other kid is not even old enough to go and then there's no daycare, I have to be here. I don't know what we're going to do if I get called back to work and we don't have daycare back yet. I don't even know. We're not even there yet, so I'm not going to go there on the air. But in our heads, we're obviously wrestling with what will we do if I'm called back in September and our daycare's not back yet.
Right. Well,
yikes.
Look, you won't be able to do it. And luckily, we're set up for that. I won't be able to either.
Look at you.
Oh, man. I just love it. You know, I walk out the door and I'm in my garden. It's lovely.
A lot of people are saying they really like the positive effects that working from home has brought about. They think that working from home has a positive impact on morale. So,
yeah.
All right.
Well,
you say so.
And as we've talked about before, I think companies who are seeing the productivity either remain the same, in some cases be better. I'm sure it's not great for everybody, but if you can afford to let people work from home and not rent the giant space you were renting, I got to think they see that as a savings, and you know, that affects the bottom line.
So let me, I teased you with this, I don't know, an hour ago and never got to it, but let me ask you. So let me find the question I want to ask. A new survey asked Americans if they think humans are naturally meant to be monogamous or not. So the question to you, Sarah, is, do you think you are fighting nature by staying in a committed marriage?
I do think we're fighting nature.
I do too.
I think that monogamy is a construct that helps form families. I see why we do it. I see why marriage is a thing. You know, we're just animals. We're horny, stupid animals. You know, that's and use whatever method you want to keep yourself, you know, on the path of righteousness and in your monogamous marriage. And look, I'm not a swinger, and I'm perfectly happy. But I think that I don't know. Like, I don't hate on people who have trouble with it. I feel like, okay, well, that's human nature. That's just, you know, Homo sapiens, we're just an animal.
Right.
I mean, we're a smart animal, you know, smarter than other animals, those other stupid animals.
36% of people believe that, yes, we're definitely meant to be monogamous, but 37% say, no way. Yeah. No, we're not meant to be monogamous. So
It works for us societally right now, more or less, you know.
I think that it plays, in my own head, I know it's easiest to just say, well, we're horny, and if someone gives us the right look and there's someone we're interested in, we're into that. But I do think there's a lot of other things in your relationship at play.
Yes.
For example, when you and your wife have a kid, your wife in I'm talking about my own life, but I think in many times a woman has carried a baby, and that baby has now moved up on the priority, and that just automatically moves dad down. And you don't see that coming until you realize the baby can't do a damn thing for itself. Of course, someone has to take lead there.
Right.
And that priority goes way up. But you don't, all of a sudden you go, oh, I'm over here and they're over there.
Right.
And it changes that dynamic. That person was your person and now they're not. It's not the same.
You know, and if you take sort of modern life out of it, like for thousands of years, human beings' life expectancy was like 40 years.
Right.
You know, if they were, I mean, listen, a burst appendix, that was it for you.
Right.
And if you had that at age 12, that was it. So they raised families together, and then there's this baby, and everybody's got to do what has to happen to raise the baby, and then 10 years later they die. So
right.
You know, they didn't have time, or that's the thing. We actually have the luxury of time. And so we're all up in our own heads. And, you know, the horniness, I don't know. I think that it takes a real commitment to stay monogamous. I Do I? It's right for me. I'm not saying who it is or isn't right for. You know, I don't know. It's really hard to say. We've really forced ourselves into these accepted roles, and maybe it should be wider than that.
Well, and I do think, though, that it plays a role in how much this person means to you when you find yourself saying that I'm going to stick around through a hard time where it might be easier to get on down the road, where you find yourself going, I could go.
Well, if we could generally separate sex from love or sex from a stable family,
right?
Then the person who has the need for more of the sex could go get it safely elsewhere and still have the kind of familial unit where everybody cares about these children and cares about the people that they're in the relationship with. That would be, but you know, modern life is, this is my man and, or this is my woman and I'm jealous. And there's, you know, we're too smart for our own good.
Right. No, I agree that it's too difficult to try and play that game without someone going, ouch.
Yeah. Ow. What do you mean you went and banged her?
Hey, before we jump out, and I will read text the next time around. I didn't save time this time. But, man, sports are looking hard at trying to come back. It's really interesting. I don't have any details for you today, but you can see the different leagues scrambling to get something put back together.
What about this?
Right.
What if we did this?
There's a lot of options available. I almost think we should talk to the guys on the game. If they've got any input, I'd love to know what they know, but...
That's not a bad idea.
Anyway, that's something that hopefully we'll have news on here very soon. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Capurro. We'll start there and we'll see what else we get to.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.